Hello, I'm Penelope Maver, founder of Earth Converse, helping you best serve people and planet. And this is part of the Earth Converse invitation to you to commit to a daily conscious practice of visualizing the futures you want to serve, a chance to exercise your potential and responsibility of co-creating the future you want for yourself, others, and the earth that is your home. At Earth Converse, I am visualizing people all around the world doing it, joining in daily at 7 p.m. CET or whenever you can, knowing others are energetically engaging in this with you. By future visualization, I mean by engaging your imagination and feeling into it with all your senses. Like a sports athlete visualizing a race before they do it, they create the neural pathways and physiological state as if it was happening in the present. And on the sports metaphor, like the 4-minute mile, until it was done, it was believed by many to be impossible. These future visualizations are a practice of an open heart and open mind, a practice of suspending disbelief for a moment. They are a practice of observing our thoughts with awareness and compassion, and a knowing that we can focus our energy and thoughts in the direction we want. And they are a practice in feeling into the future that is already here. It is in the field already. The caterpillar holds the imago of the butterfly. The acorn longs to be an oak. If you prefer guidance, you can use these Earth Converse future visualizations, which offer prompts as stimuli. I know the prompts may come too dense, too fast, too slow, that they may or may not fit you. But may they stir your own visions, dreams, longings, and truth. Work with them in a way which feels right for you. This visualization is focusing on the community and communities you want. Whether virtually or where you live or anywhere in between, the community or communities that you long to be part of. Indeed, your existing community may already be the foundation of what you further dream of. So let's take some moments to visualize the communities we want, from a place of calm and connectedness. I invite you to get comfortable and close your eyes if that feels right. Maybe take a few long, deep breaths. Invigorating on the in-breath, relaxing on the out-breath. And coming to your natural breath pace, you can start to call in some of the elements to remind you of your interdependence with life community itself. With each breath, welcome in the element of air and what it gives in clarity, vision, and truth. And notice the warmth in your body to welcome the element of fire and its gifts of transformation. Notice the saliva in your mouth, the blood in your veins, to welcome in water and what it knows about surrendering to the flow of life. And notice the points of contact in your own body and with the ground to welcome the element of earth, the playground, to manifest your dreams in the physical. Feel into this connection by scanning your body from the tip of your head to the tip of your toes. Tune into the community within, your tribe that is your body. Feel all the aliveness within you. Give it your immense gratitude. And from this state, bring to mind in technicolor the community you want to be part of. A place of connection, inspiration, and belonging. Where you love and are loved. And where you can be your best and contribute the most. Where you are willing to serve and sacrifice to serve the greater good. Make those thoughts the experience as you access the potential that already exists in the field of possibilities. And feel into it with every cell of your body. What smells, sounds, tastes, emotions does it evoke? This experience of being held in this community. What size, shape, and form does your community take? What is life affirming about it? What is the common bond of this community? What values are held in common? What makes it a vibrant, interbeing community and ecosystem? How does the community enrich life? Yours, others, and the earth that is our home? How does it flow with the cycle of life and seasonal rhythms? How is its water, soil, air cared for? In what ways is it fertile ground for all community members to live their potentials, How does it honour its ancestors and future generations? How do community members, human and non-human, know and care for each other deeply? What is making everyone and everything feel safe, heard, and loved? What do people do for each other in this community? What sharing takes place? How does one move into, out and around the community? What type of conversations take place? How does the community nurture collaboration, creativity, and compassion? What do you co-create together? And what ripple effects out in the wider world does that have? What is being healed in this community? How are the most vulnerable supported? What happens in crisis? What support structures exist? What is held in common wealth? What is being surrendered for the greater good? What sacred stories are told? What traditions revered? How is difference welcomed and nurtured? How is uniqueness and togetherness honored? How is potential seen and unleashed? How is love, kindness, and balance experienced? Beauty, truth, and wisdom. How is happiness, joy, and peace expressed? How is birth, death, and life celebrated in this community? And how do you step into the unknown together and live in trust? As you immerse yourself in these thoughts and experience them in your body, you are helping your body feel the future here, now. Putting your hand on your heart, you know it is possible. What choices will you make today about who you are and what you are to do that will honor this possibility? The possibility of the community you want. Breathe into your courage and compassion and open your eyes.